My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. This next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers clip is sponsored by SurfEasy. SurfEasy is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we get Davin's scammer Agnes writing porn again. And somebody's going to get something through the back. Then the bomb squad gets called. And then somebody's going to bring the white inside out. So listen and enjoy.
Pardon me, ma'am. I have to do what I have to do.
It's just my job.
Just my job, ma'am.
I go, well, he does what he has to. Well,
this porno stinks.
I go, will he be doing laundry, LOL? What does that mean?
I'm going to fluff and fold your hemorrhoids now, ma'am. So I got to do what I got to do.
Is he taking out the trash? He's got to do what he's going to
do. Hold
on. Oh, no.
She writes, I mean, while the guy fucks the woman through the back. That's gonna fucking snore. Who needs a chiropractor?
Through the back.
A fucking spear.
I gotta stick my cock.
It's a shishka cock.
I gotta stick my cock through your spine, ma'am. I gotta do what I gotta do.
I'm gonna give you a dick epidural.
Dick. An epidical.
I'm gonna spinal tap with my cock.
As much as I add the layers, I know there's a core of the audience that likes African porn, so I still have to mix it in.
Gotta do what I gotta do.
That's great.
She goes, "Is that okay?"
Not right now. It's not.
I go.
No.
You are funny. You go from extremely vague to fuck.
I know.
I go too cute.
Too cute. It's 60 seconds.
Another position is when the lady lies flat in her face and the guy fucks. So Dixon, on seeing all this, can't help it. Then go to bring his white inside out. Is everything adding up?
He's going to bring his white inside out?
What a fucking turn of a phrase.
That's like,
bring his white inside out.
I actually laughed at this shit.
What the hell is that?
He's going to come, stupid.
His white insides
out.
Now that I know what, could you read that phrase again?
Yeah.
Another position is when the lady flies flat on her face and the guy fucks. So Dixon, on seeing all this, can't help it, and then go to bring his white inside out. Is everything adding up?
Jeez.
So I go, LL, white, turn, white inside. I go, is it possibly laughing and turned on at the same time? She goes, what's going to happen? She goes, I have another idea, but this is kind of wild. But I guess we have to finish with this one first. I go, tell me what you have in mind.
No, tell me the wild idea.
So I know what type of talented mind I'm dealing with.
Nice.
She goes, okay. The police has identified a bomb somewhere, and they send their bomb expert, I'm cleaning it up, to go check it out. When the lady gets there, she finds a naked man with a huge dick sitting beside the bomb.
Happens every day. Why would you? I'm near a bomb, so I'm going to sit there with my dick. There's a bomb squad. There's a terrorist porn. La, 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 la. I have to do what I have to do. La, 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 la.
Does he have, like, dynamite strapped to
you
his
got,
head?
Dude,
you're saying it's not plausible.
Dude, you got to read that again. It's too funny.
The police has identified a bomb somewhere. And they say they're bomb expert to go check it out. But when the lady gets there, she finds a naked man with a huge dick sitting beside the bomb. The time on the time bomb is 25 minutes. The woman tells a man to fuck her before she disengages the bomb. Couldn't happen? No? This isn't what happened in Iraq?
Look, we got 25 minutes.
I'm only going to need two, ma'am.
Before we disengage the bomb. Why don't you defuse the bomb first?
Now, here's the thing where you have to... Apparently, he was very excited about being strapped to a bomb, because I guess his huge dick was already hard.
And out, apparently.
Oh. The guy is cuffed to steel bars near the bomb, but he manages to fuck the police agent.
But why
That's
would
the storyline.
You know what? As horny as I would be, I would be like, could you get the keys first?
As horny as you'd be strapped to a bomb, Joe?
Yeah.
horny. Yeah, because that really is exciting when you're.
But this is Agnes. Agnes has a concern.
Yes.
You would need some police clothes, fake guns, and other things to pull this off.
And a bomb and
She's
a guy with a hardwood.
Props and wardrobe. Yeah.
And a guy with a bomb and a hard on.
Got that.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Oh, God.
I go, that is awesome.
Oh, God, bomb porn.
I go, those props are no problem. How long have you been thinking of that? She goes, I just got the idea when I saw the police today.
Every night before I fall asleep.
I go, were the police hot women looking to fuck guys, LOL?
I know.
She goes, no, they were going to disarm a bomb, but they were turned on by the size of the man's dick.
Wait a minute, the ones you saw in real life?
That's what I go, no, I go, no, I mean in real life. You said you got the idea from seeing the police. Unless the police in Ghana fuck people strapped to bombs on a daily basis.
Is that how it is?
She goes, no, 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 not really.
Not often.
The police I saw were directing traffic. Added some things to make it interesting. Nothing to see here, ma'am. Fuck this guy.
Just a cock and a bomb.
Hey, you, slow down. There's a fucking going on.
I added some things to... This looks boring. This needs a cock and a time bomb.
Imagine how much good, how better this show would be with a time bomb.
Yeah. And a cock.
Okay. I assumed we were bringing those to the table.
Okay.
Is that what that
Somebody
is?
Somebody brought a Fisher.
Very nice. I go, you have a very active imagination, LOL.
Yeah, yes, very active.
I go, it already is interesting. Do you want that to be part of the bakery movie or a different movie? I go, you are a paradox. On the one hand, you are a very religious girl who won't even have cyber sex. On the other hand, you are looking at everyday occurrences and thinking of making it into porn.
Really?
She goes, I kind of have a good feeling when I think about you and would do anything to help you or be with you. It's kind of magical.
I kind of have a good feeling when I think about these things. Kind of a special feeling.
Oh, God. I want a naked man with a big prick and a bomb. Magic.
Isolate that.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.